Hello, hello, and welcome to the On My Mind podcast, a podcast where we talk about what's on our mind and how it impacts our day, whether it's for good or for bad. So we want to keep good things on our mind. Today, we're having a conversation with one of my good friends, Kirsten. I want to thank you so much for being on the show and just joining me today.
I'm flattered you asked me, especially about this topic. I'm flattered that you thought I was a good listener and I was good to talk about this topic.
Absolutely. I'm glad you're here. And yes, we are talking about active listening. I'm sure you've already seen that on the title of the episode, but I really think that Kirsten has always been someone who I've noticed is a very good listener. Whenever I have conversations with her, she is listening to me, engaged, and can respond intelligently and with quality instead of just, oh, here's what I want to say. And honestly, I'm guilty of the opposite. Sometimes I just wait for my turn to talk and I feel bad, but I see that quality in you and I'm like, I really want to learn more about that. And I'm like, that would be an awesome thing we could talk about. So yeah, first off, let's go ahead and just share a little bit about you. Just, of course, anything you want to cover just about yourself.
Well, I am Kirsten Rucker and I am 28. I am married and I have two cats, no kids yet. And you might hear my cats in the background because one really wants to be in here. And yeah, I mean, I love to sing. Love Jesus, and yeah, I think that's it for now.
Yeah, you may recognize the name if you're a longtime listener. At least her name has been mentioned on the podcast before because her husband has been on the podcast. Shout out to Joe. Go check out the episode. We'll pin it down in the show notes for you to listen to it. But yeah, I'm super excited to get some of your wisdom. And just, again, thank you so much for being here. But let's go ahead and hop in and kind of talk about one thing I always talk about on the podcast is how what's on your mind impacts your day and how when you're walking through your day, if you do it intentionally, it's going to be better for you. So before we hop into the listening part of it, do you have anything to share as far as how you approach your day just with good things on your mind instead of letting just it go without you setting it up? And if you notice, is there a difference between the days where you are intentional versus the days where you're not?
I find that the best way to get me on the right track for my day is if I spend time in prayer and worship before I start the day. And I used to do that a lot more consistently. It's not a thing that I do super consistently in the mornings, but just having a regular routine with it at least is, it helps me keep my mind in the best place. And starting the day with like thanking God for a few things, just thanking him, thanks for waking me up, thank you that I get another day. And then just something that I do throughout my day, I guess, that helps me stay in a happy, good mindset is this is actually a recent thing that I did and I noticed how much it boosted my mood, but I made a happy playlist and I just listen to that while I work. And it's a real big mood booster. It's not just like worship music, which is what I like the most, but I just like tons of songs that just have a happy vibe to it. It's been a real mood booster for sure.
Good. I love that. Like, music is such a good tool. If you find some music that really just kind of amps you up and makes you happy, it's really like just beneficial to have that as a go-to. It's like, man, I'm feeling some type of way today. And then you just put it on and boom. But yeah, to put that in your regular would be awesome. Sometimes at my job, they're just playing music out loud all the time. And sometimes the content is just so like, why? But then other times I'm like, one of my songs comes on because I got to add stuff to the playlist too. And it's like, yes. So I definitely know what you're talking about there when your favorite song comes on and something that actually puts you in a better mood. That's a really good thing. On towards the topic here, listening. So I've always noticed you to be a good listener. Did you see that in yourself, or sometimes are you aware of it or not? Did you try to develop it? Have you just always been good at it? Kind of tell me a story about that.
I feel like I have been aware of it at times. It's not something that's like the biggest thing in my head, every time I'm in a conversation. But I'm flattered that you think I'm a good listener. I've heard that from a couple people, but I definitely feel like I like to talk. And so it does take effort for me sometimes to shut my mouth and just listen. But yeah, it is something that, I mean, there's scriptures about it. And so I've kind of been aware of that, just especially in my adult life, of like, okay, don't monopolize a conversation, be selfless and listen to other people. And yeah, I feel like this year, it's funny that you picked this one because this topic, when we were talking about, okay, what do we want to talk about on the podcast? Because I started a read the Bible in a year plan. And of course, Job is at the beginning of it if you're going chronologically. And so something that just like really stuck out to me in that was how Job's friends were really good in the first, like, I think it's like 7 days that they sit there silent with him after he loses all his family and, he's having a terrible time and he's grieving. They come and they just sit with him and they don't say anything. And then once they open their mouths and start talking, that's when it goes south. So that just really, really stuck out with me because I feel like, especially when people are grieving and dealing with stuff that we don't know what to say, if we start running our mouth, like, I don't know why we feel like we have to give advice for everything that is happening in a person's life. Like, nobody really wants unsolicited advice. But I feel like there's this almost like feeling of I'm obligated, like I have to offer something. Like, no, the best that you can offer is sometimes just to sit there and listen and help somebody feel seen and heard and validated when they're going through something hard. So that just really stuck out to me because in the past, especially in high school, I mean, talk to my siblings, I would tell them what to do all the time. I thought I had all the answers. And some of that is pride. And sometimes, it's just older sibling wanting to help you fix your problems that they see. But yeah, I feel like in adulthood, I've been a little more aware of that. And then in this year, specifically listening to people who are hurting or grieving, and I don't understand what they're going through, just being a listening ear. And yeah.
Yeah, that's very, very wise because like some of the best probably marriage advice I ever got was sometimes your wife or your spouse just wants to let you know what happened. They don't want you to fix it. They don't want you to like, here's what I think you should do. Sometimes you just got to pull that back and be like, okay, I'm sorry to hear that you're going through that, right? And actually pay attention to what's happening. It's funny, the other day I listened to one of Ashley's stories from way back when about her parents being really mean about a package of Oreos, and she doesn't even remember the story anymore, but I like thought it was so impactful on her that I'm like, okay, I'm gonna remember this story, and I remembered it, so I'm like, I'm gonna bring it up and kind of like, because we're talking about active listening soon, I want to prove that I do listen to Ashley because I was like, one, to myself, because I'm like, I want to make sure that I'm listening. And I'm like, aha, I remember something. So obviously I listened to it. So then I could retell the story. And man, if someone did that to me and remembered something for me, I would feel just so happy that someone took the time to authentically listen to me and not with their own motives or anything, but just to know me and then let me know that in the future. I don't I think that's awesome. And yeah, it's awesome that you're really good at that. And I love that you said it's because you want to help, because I don't think people offer unsolicited advice very often unless they care about a person, and it's their way of over caring in a way, because it's like, okay, I really don't need your advice, but I can see that you're trying to help, but I don't want it.
Yeah.
Have you ever been in a situation like that
I
before?
don't have a ton of examples, but I mean, we all know the feeling of like I mean, I feel like it's not big situations for me where, you know, I've been in a really hard situation and somebody just offers tons of unsolicited advice, but it's just like small things where it's like, I was just telling somebody at work how I felt or something, and then they're like, well, why don't you do this? And I'm like, I just wanted to tell you how I felt, you know?
Yeah,
And I would never
yeah.
tell them
I
that.
just needed a
Yeah,
second.
I would never tell them that because I don't know, maybe it's the side of me that wants to please people, but I'm just like, I'll take it and be like, yeah, you're right, and then just move on with the conversation.
Yeah.
And I'll be the first to say, I am not perfect at this. I literally, like, within the last week, I was with one of my best friends, and I felt like I hadn't seen her in a long time. And then I'm like, oh my gosh, I feel like I talked the whole time. I'm sorry. And she's such a good listener. And I mean, I feel like that's where it has the most impact on me, is where I realize, oh my gosh, people listen to me. The ones who listen to me so well, those are the ones that I'm like, ah, oh, you really motivate me to be a better listener. Or like, it really makes me self-monitor a little bit more because I'm like, they did it so well for me. I need to do it well for other people too. I don't want to be selfish and monopolize conversations.
That's really good to be able to like identify that you have an opportunity just from an experience you had, and you're like, I left that conversation. I'm pretty sure I talked like 80% of the time. And just that kind of checking on yourself for where you started, and then I love that. So that's a good tip probably for how to apply this if you're not that good of a listener or you want to get better, because I'm pretty sure everybody can get better at it. So what do you think are some more like barriers or things that might get in the way of listening to others?
One barrier for me sometimes is like, if I haven't spent enough time, like whether it's journaling or just like being able to detox from my thoughts on my own, or like praying, where I, and obviously I feel like God listens to me pretty well because I do a lot of the talking. I could do more listening in that aspect too. But God's a great listener. When I am doing those things, then I feel like it's easier to be a better listener to other people because I feel like I've had my needs met. I don't feel like I'm searching for my needs to be met by somebody else. But some of those barriers there are just like, I mean, sometimes just life, you have a lot in your head. And I mean, that's the give and take of a conversation. You're not going to sit there and listen 100% of the time, and you shouldn't be talking a ton of the time either. It should be a good give and take. But yeah, and then just like sometimes selfishness, like, or pride, if we really want to share all the things that are going good in our lives, when that's going well, like that can be a barrier as well. So yeah, I think that's two.
I agree with you. I think that if you let certain things just go unchecked, it selfishness, not being able to have that outflow of your own. And I love how you instantly, it's like, it's obviously prayer is your answer, or journaling or talking to God, because we can't do it on our own. It's really hard to live life just not taking the help that's freely given from Jesus. So it's like, when you think about that, it really opens that door. And I like that you said that sometimes we need to listen to God more too, and let him. I read this book a long time ago, and it said, when was the last time you walked in to a prayer or like your prayer closet and literally just sat there in awe of who God was? Instead of just unloading all of your little things, pay attention to how big he is. And it's like, it went on to describe all the stars and everything he's created, his whole creation, and the fact that he cares about your individual needs and he controls everything. It's pretty awesome. And it's like, yeah. So the next time I really challenge myself, I'm going to go into this whole 30-minute prayer time that I had scheduled. I was like, I'm just going to hush. And let Holy Spirit talk to me and see what happens, right? And it was good. And I continue to want to do that. So thinking about the impacts on others and on yourself, of course we would want to be good listeners. What do you think the benefits for other people are if you're a good listener?
I
Yeah.
mean, that just feeling seen and heard, I think anyone who's had somebody listen to them well knows like how great that makes you feel valued. And yeah, I feel like it's a lot of feelings. Like, it makes people feel good when they're listened to. Mm. And yeah, I think we all deserve to be seen and heard and understood.
Yeah. I think it builds yes. trust. I absolutely think that it builds trust between you. Like, if I don't have good conversations with people, I feel empty. I need relationship. Like, I'm pretty sure God created us to have relationships with other people. So sometimes I'll go a while without actually having good conversation. And that's why I love, like, the fact that the church started classes where we get to discuss and have good conversation around the Bible and things like that, because I didn't feel like that need was being met enough in my life, and that just instantly sparks things. And now it's not as, I don't know why it felt awkward, it probably shouldn't, but I felt awkward sometimes just bringing up the Bible in random conversation, because it's like, we go to church all the time, right? It's like, we already talked about that today. So I felt bad bringing stuff up, but I was like, guys, I was reading this and I want to talk to someone about it. And then I just, like, open up and start spilling out on people, and then, like, they're not ready for it, so then it's kind of awkward. But then, like, certain times, it's really good, and, like, when I do that and the person's ready for it. So I guess, have you ever been able to pick up on the other person's, like, readiness? And do you have any tips for me and then for everyone else on, like, how to tell if someone's ready to enter into a conversation?
I feel like, I mean, you can tell if somebody's engaged, if they're asking you questions, or if they're just, they seem ready to share a lot of details. Like, maybe they're sharing something a little bit more vulnerable, then it's like, ah, that opens the door. Okay, I'm going to share this, or I'm going to, you know, listen, because you're sharing something that clearly is on your heart and a big deal to you. So yeah, that vulnerability and just also just willingness to listen. So it's that give and take in a conversation where you recognize that in somebody else too.
Yeah, no, it is. The other thing is, like, spontaneous conversation versus planned conversation. Yeah. What do you think as far as that? Like, which of those do you think it's probably easier to have?
Personally, I always think the spontaneous is better, but I'm learning more that, like, okay. As I get older, I feel like some of those planned things have to happen. Otherwise, the spontaneous stuff is not going to come about as easily. We don't have as many hours with freedom as we did when we were teenagers and, you know, staying up until the wee hours of the morning, talking with friends about things that are, you know, deep conversations. But yeah, I feel like spontaneous is usually how I go. But the planned times of, like, knowing that you have a few hours with people can always lead to good things too. So,
because I do that with some of my friends. I, like, plan out times where I'm just going to meet up, and we probably meet for coffee or something, but almost always, if it's good conversation, I didn't drink. Yeah. I mean, it's not gone.
I feel like my best conversations recently have been a little bit more spontaneous. Like, yes, I might have planned earlier in the day, like, let's go hang out today, and then we just have great conversation as we go. Or, like, Hannah recently, I was like, hey, you want to go to Costco with me? Because she wanted to see the stuff that's at Costco. And she came with me. And then we sat in the car after Costco's closed. It was dark outside. And we sat there for hours talking. And then we're like, okay, it's time to go, you know. It's really late. So it's kind of spontaneous, kind of planned. I don't know.
I want more spontaneous to happen. So that's kind of what I was hoping you would say. I want more spontaneous style of conversations to come out. And especially because, like, if it's with a person I wasn't, you know, thinking that it would be with, and then I get to know that person better, I think that's of value too, because I love, like, getting to know the inner monologue of people sometimes. It makes me not feel alone. Have you ever been there where it's like, a person you didn't expect all of a sudden kind of starts talking to you, and how then did you ready yourself and navigate that? Because personally, I've seen you do it with, you know, in student ministry that we're in, like on the bus rides, you're instantly that person someone will cling to because you're a great listener. So I think that's another reason that, you know, the students will do that. So any insights on that?
Like signs that they would give me that I should tune in? Oh,
yes.
I mean, again, that vulnerability when you can tell they're sharing something that maybe they're not sharing with everybody, but you can tell that, like, maybe some emotion's coming out or they're starting to tear up when they're talking. You're like, oh, this is a time when I really need to tune in. Anything that's about the deep things that they're feeling and thinking, that clues me in on, like, hey, this is important. And if I don't listen, they're going to feel like they weren't heard, they weren't seen in that moment. So, yeah, I just think it's a matter of seeing that they're sharing something that really matters to them. Even if it's something like not like a hard thing, maybe it's something that like they're really excited about. There's a lot of emotion come out there. So yeah, it's just a matter of what is mattering to them. You can tell what matters to people when you notice their emotions and how they're sharing it.
That's really good. I ask because I'm like, my kids are always so amped up about everything. And I want to be engaged with them about it. And like, they just love it. Like last night, Griffin just stops me and he's like, Dad, we're going to hunt eggs on Saturday. And I'm like, oh, he's just so excited. We're recording this right before Easter. You're watching it way after Easter, but I just want to let you know. But like, I was just like, man, he literally patiently waited right there to tell me that small little sentence that he considered so important. And I'm like, I want to be checked in, right? But at the same time, it's like, he's like interrupting me. And it's like, I struggle with the balance more and more with regular people too, because now it's like, oh yeah, sure. Right. It's like, just kind of brush them off when I'm like focused on something. Even the scriptures say to hear and obey, or he who has an ear to hear, let him hear. And it's like, everyone has ears. What does that mean? So then I thought about it and I was like, if you're ready to listen, if you're ready to receive what you're mm-hmm. hearing. So I was like, I want to be ready to hear. I want to walk into like church when pastor's given a message, ready to hear and apply it. I want to walk into conversations with my friends ready to hear. What other benefits, like, you can think professionally, you can think everywhere, you know, you want to take it, but what do you think benefit-wise it could add to your life if you become a better listener? And, you know, like I said, everyone can work on it, but where do you see those benefits going if you are a better listener?
You'll definitely have more friends. When you listen well, people are going to want to keep talking to you. And they'll probably, yeah, be a better listener to you because they feel like they're heard with you. But then professionally, I mean, my job requires that I listen a lot. I'm a speech-language pathologist, so it's a lot of listening, but also lots of teaching people how to talk. So, I mean, I'm going to be a better professional if I'm listening and learning about children that I work with, like, where are their skills at? I don't know unless I listen. If I'm constantly like hammering out questions and I'm like, what's this? And like, tell me about what you did today. Like, if I'm only asking questions and not listening, I'm not really going to gather the data that I need. And then I guess too, just like, if you listen better, your relationships are going to be stronger too. If I don't listen to Joe when he's trying to tell me about what matters to him, then, well, the relationship's out of balance and it's not going to be as strong.
That's really good. I mean, I feel like everybody wants better relationships. So this is definitely something people should think about and apply to their life. What if like you get into like a situation where you're having an argument? Do you think it becomes even more important to listen to what the other person has to say?
Probably. Or step away if you can't listen at that point. You're unregulated.
Yeah.
But yeah, just listening.
That's really good because I feel that's like emotional intelligence, right? Like, I am not ready to have this conversation. I just want to let you know. And then respectfully step away and then come back. Now I'm ready. I'm so sorry. What can I, you know, listen to?
I'm definitely not the best at that if I'm angry, but Yeah, it's really important to listen and step back if we need to. But if I'm listening to Joe when I'm angry and actually trying to understand what he's saying and not just being like, he's wrong, everything he's saying is wrong, then I mean, it's going to be a much more fruitful conversation. And we usually end that one a little bit better than one where I just want to tell my opinion and my feelings and spew it out right there, you know? Like, when I listen to him, that's when I can understand his perspective more, and then I find it easier to, you know, take his perspective and be like, oh, I get why he was feeling this way about what I said or about what happened, you know? And yeah, it's just gonna benefit the relationship. You're gonna know him better. I would know him better, and it's easier to be empathetic when you actually listen to somebody's perspective.
I love that you said that because, like, it makes me think about movies. I'm a super big movie geek. I love watching movies, right? I love storytelling. And if you think of a narrative without knowing the other side of the story, it's so one note, right? It's like you know what you want and your desires and what you're going after, but when we know what the villain wants in a movie, it's like I kind of see where they're coming from, right? It gets you empathy for the other person's point of view, and it's like, okay, now I can kind of understand where they're
It
coming
makes,
from.
yeah.
Maybe I shouldn't be so harsh.
It makes the best villains when you know why they're doing what they're doing.
I think of Darth Vader, and I thought he was just this bad guy, right? And it's like, Luke, I'm your father, but I'm a piece of crap, right? But then you see the prequels, and he kind of has some reason to, like, nobody was trusting him, nobody was giving him the things he wanted. And I feel like in relationship, like, I could do that on accident to Ashley, to my wife. If I'm like, so here's what I think about it, here's what, instead of listening to where she's coming from, I'm like, actually, you're doing that wrong, let me tell you how. Nope, that's not gonna work, right? Because instantly it's like you aren't the one actually experiencing it, so you're not firsthand, you're secondhand, and maybe you don't still have all of the details from the experience, but listening, eventually those will get will come out and will get told to you. In leadership, it may be even more important to be an active listener. Do you have a time or anything that you could speak to around, like, being a leader and how listening could either help or hinder that leadership, or a story about that at all?
Yeah. I feel like I've had a lot of opportunities to listen to different people who are really struggling with like mental health or just tough experiences through 180 working in student ministries. And I don't have like specific stories, I guess, where it went really well or went really bad. It's just like a collection of experiences. And I think that some of them I'm like, oh, well, that definitely went well over time because they keep coming back and they want to talk to me about things and they'll listen when I do start to speak up about something that they're going through. But also just being in the shoes of like when I was a student and I talked to different leaders about things that I was dealing with, the ones that sat there and they listened, even when I think back and I'm like, I used up a lot of their time to go talk to them about the things that I was worried about and the things I had questions about. And they sat there and they listened the whole time, you know, and gave me thoughtful advice. They weren't just sitting there, you know, listening in order to respond, but they were actively listening, being like, oh yeah, I hear you, you know. So those are the ones that, I mean, had the biggest impact on me and were positive. So I feel like, yes, in leadership, it's really important to listen to those you're leading. Just things that I've seen and experienced show that that's where the best leaders are excelling is in listening before they respond. So.
Absolutely. I feel like it empowers the listener. I also think about the times where I was in 180 as a student and I developed relationships with certain leaders and I'd go find them every week. I just had those relationships and that is honestly what kept me coming back when all my friends stopped coming to the church, right? I was like, I don't really have any friends anymore except for the leaders that I talk to every single week. So it's really awesome to hear that you kind of have the same thing going on. So overall, being a good listener not only benefits you in your relationship, it benefits everyone around you. Communication skills are much better and easier to approach when it comes to being a good listener in your life. You're going to struggle less with relationships. You're going to struggle less with productivity, more than likely, because you're going to be able to apply all of this. So, Kirsten, is there anything else that maybe is on your heart that you want to say, share around this topic or any topic? Feel free to just kind of talk for a minute if you have mm-hmm. anything.
Something that I strive to do is listen to other perspectives and not just think that my perspective is always right. Now, obviously, there are some things that are just always going to be right and always going to be wrong, because there are truths about our world that are just, that's the way they are. But I think in a lot of situations, it's just healthy and good to hear people out and build those relationships, even if you end up not agreeing with someone. I feel like for a lot of my young life, I really clung to like rules and black and white things. And then I was judgmental, like towards my siblings, like I mentioned earlier, where I would just be like, you need to do this, you need to do this, and then your life will be fine. And it wasn't as helpful to them to hear me tell them all the things that they're not doing right, when it's like, okay, let's just listen to another person's perspective and see what's going on in their life. Like, why are they making the decisions that they're making? And maybe they don't need advice right now. But just understanding other people's perspective, in order to do that, you have to listen. And I feel like that's just a super important thing to do if we want our society to be healthy and if we want our relationships to be healthy. So yeah, just listen to other people with other perspectives, even if you don't agree with them. Like, to understand another person is more important than agreeing with someone at times. So yeah.
That's really good. That I mean, honestly, just kind of sums up exactly what I would love to gain from becoming a better listener. Like, just the enabling abilities that brings you. And yeah. Thank you so much again for joining me on the podcast and just sharing your wisdom. Conversations like these are, you know, when you have them on purpose, and I mean, if this impacts one person and makes their life a little bit better, I feel like it would be worth it. So again, thank you so much for being here and being on the On My Mind podcast.
Thanks for having me.
So, thanks.